Share number 11, we're continuing with the last few milas that the Baal HaBitachon has over the alchemists. So we're up to the 8th mila. Hayisr nashminihu, shaman akimika eina misakev ba'af makam. The alchemist has a problem. He can't remain in one's place, in one location for too long, because he's afraid that people are going to find out that what he's doing. So he lives his life on the run. So, again, over here, I think there might be an inconsistency or a difference between the Lev Tov and the top of the Chayvus HaLevavos, the original Hebrew from Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Tibayn, like we had before. We had one before in the third advantage. And over here, the Lashon of Rav Yehuda Ibn Tibayn is, he's afraid Shemi is galus soida, his secret will be revealed. So, does that mean the secret of his, the secret of how he transfers the raw metals into gold and silver, and that means to say that people might imitate him, very similar that we said before, he's always afraid of other people finding out. Or is the pshat because he's not doing something that's legal? If he's not doing something legal, he's going to get caught. And this was a similar difference that we pointed out before, that the Lev Tov over there and over here, both times he translates it as Pen Yizgala Soid Umnasai, that maybe people will find out the secret of his craft will be found out. So therefore, he's always moving around. The lashon of the Ibn Tibayn is just Shemi is galus soidai, and the way Rubinstein also again over here translates it is that he will not get caught, which is how he translated it the last time as well in the third advantage. So again, I'm not sure, but either of them could be true, that he Pashit is afraid of something, and therefore he can't stay in one place. Vila Beitech Belakim Yoshe Barzu Levetach. The Beitech Ba'Hashem, he stays in his land, he lives there, he's comfortable. V'shoichim im kaime benuchas hanefesh, and he stays in his place with no problems. K'may shekasuv, B'tach ba'Hashem v'asei toiv. Have bitachon in Hashem, shechon eretz urei amuna. You could stay in your land with amuna. V'nemar tzadikim yirshu aretz v'ishkenu lad oleho. And that is the 8th advantage that the Baal HaBitachon has over the alchemist. Hayisra that shihu, the 9th one is she'omana kimika eina kamika shaloi melavei se'achrei moisai. The alchemist dies and nothing goes along with him. V'ulei masik al yodai rakas habitachay meha'oini umitztarchus levnei adam. The only thing that he has in his assurance, the only thing that he gets is that in this world he's not poor. And the things that are necessary for living people, that in this world, he has his gold, he has his wealth, that he is, quote-unquote, assured. V'ilu ha-beitech ba-Hashem, schar ha-bitochen melavei soy bo'ilam hazeh bo'ilam habo. But the beitech ba-Hashem, the schar of his bitochen, that accompanies him not only in olam hazeh, but in olam habo, k'may shekosu v'ha-beitech ba-Hashem, chesed yisoy v'venu v'nemar, morav tuvcho asher tzafanti l'reyecho. Well, how much good have you hidden away for those who fear you? Pa'alta l'chaisimbach, that you've accomplished, that you have done for those who rely on you. So the 9th advantage is that the alchemist is only in this world. After he dies, he takes nothing with him, not his gold, not his wealth, and not even his craft is not going to help him in Shemayim. It's not going to help him. But b'teach b'Hashem, not only does he have schar in Olam Hazeh, is he assured and he is comfortable in Olam Hazeh, but his schar habitachon, the schar for his bitachon, waits for him in Olam Haba as well. And the 10th and last advantage that the Baal HaBitachon has over the alchemist, Vayisra Nasirihu, Shomra Kimiko, Miskala B'mashu Oisek, Tia Umnosi Agurim Shomoisei. If the alchemist is ever caught, he will be killed. Mipnei Shadover Shu Oisek V'Terech Boy, Hu B'Nigud L'Hanhagas Teva Ha'olam. Because the thing that he is busy with is the opposite of what's normal. Why? Because the emes is that this whole thing is one big baloney. It's an impossibility to take copper, turn it to silver, silver, turn into gold, and for sure to take stam garbage metal and put it into gold and silver. Rak lamaris ayin. It's all just a maris ayin. It's a facade. It's all something that just looks that way. He's tricking the world. It's a forgery. It's false. V'chol ma'isav heim ziyuf v'ramois. It's forgery and it's ramois. V'abori yisparach hamanigas hakol. Yavi oisili deikach shelo yuchal lahalim esaydai. And he says a paladika thing, that a person who's tricking the world, the person who's being mezayif, the person who is forging things and doing things that are just keneged teva ha'olam, this is all just one big facade here. So the Ribbono shel Olam, who runs everything, will bring it to a situation where he's going to have to be exposed. Why? Because Hashem is not happy with his actions. Hashem is not happy with a Ramai, with a Mezayif, tricking people. So the Ribbono shel Olam, who is not happy with that, will bring about that he will be exposed and he'll be caught. The Yashalav Adam Shiamasai, and eventually he'll be put to death. Vilo Batech Bashem, but Batech Bashem is the opposite. Kasher Yischal Galabitchainai, when it will come to a situation that his bitachon will be publicized. Adarabba, chashivusai tigdal b'enei habrius, uvnei adam yichabduoisai. People, he'll be respected. His stature will be elevated. He'll be respected by people. Vehem ya'achalu la'atzmam li'motzei b'kirvosei v'lirosoisai. And they will wish to come close to him, to be amongst him, to be in his proximity, to see him. Vehu ya'agoyrim sh'tovi te'elis v'toiva le'irai. And through him, much good will come to his city and to the people around him. Mishanshi makom yinatzlu mikol tzara k'may shomar akasov v'tzadik yisayid olam. The tzadik is the yisayid olam. What does that mean? The tzadik is the yisayid of the olam because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about toiva and tayeles because of a tzadik. We found that light also saved Tzoyer. So you see, one tzaddik could bring Tzoyer to the world. When you read these words, this whole series, as we've explained, we were in this era to start learning Shaar HaBitachon from Avshalom Mordechai Rav Ashkin. If we read these words of the Chayvus HaLevavos and Shaar HaBitachon here, isn't this Rav Shalom Mordechai himself? We might have wondered, what does it mean? It's revealed a person's bitachon. What do you mean? We see tzaddikim, somehow their bitachon is revealed. Here you had a simple person, but his bitachon was revealed to the world. And adarabba, what happened? Chashivusei tigdal b'enei habrius. Uvnei adam yichabdu oisai. People honored him. Everyone wants to be around him and to see him. Is this not a description of Rav Shalom Mordechai? And he's going to be the Hashem, be the Geirim, Shetavei Te'elis V'Tavei Le'irai. And look, the Torah that we're learning is B'Zchusai. And this is the 10th and final Mila that the Beiteach B'Hashem has over the alchemist.